Coffee. What up, y'all? Corey here. In this episode, we're going to be talking about community building. I know I've covered this topic a couple times, but the reason I keep bringing it up is because, one, people keep asking me about it, but two, because it is essential, not only just for your business, but just your overall health and well-being. It is one of the biggest predictors above nutrition and working out and sleep and water that is a determinant of whether you live a healthy and happy life. And so, one, obviously, I want to talk more from a business angle from this episode, but realistically, it's just really, really freaking important. I've been a part of or built three different types of communities, which is what I want to cover in this podcast episode, and each one of them have their own pros and cons depending upon what your business goals or ultimately how you want to live your lifestyle. And so that's what we're going to be covering in today's episode, are those three different types and how you can maybe use those in your own business. Let's go. So the very first one I want to talk about is online or digital communities. Online communities are amazing for reach, to being able to contact a lot of people across the entire planet, but they're not so great for connection. I recently joined one called the Creator MBA, which is essentially an online community of creators who want to also build a business behind their content. And although I have been able to reach a lot of interesting people and just get their names and maybe have a brief conversation through the DMs, it's really not that great for connection. Here's what I like about it, is that I can connect with people literally across the planet. I can literally talk to people in any country across the planet in this community and sort of get ideas and have a general conversation with them. What I don't like about it is I never really feel like I make a connection with any of these people, and so it's hard to take things to the next step with them. Although it's great for just information and education and talking and maybe once in a while shooting a DM or getting a DM, I never really feel like I get a deep connection with these people, and that's kind of the downside of having online communities. Although they are amazing, and there are so many of them, and there's so many amazing niche communities, and they have their pros of just really being able to bring people that are like-minded from all over the planet into a single congregating place, I never really feel like I get the connection that I want out of them. Just for the record, it has nothing to do with any of the communities themselves. I think it's just kind of the nature of the internet, is that we can be hidden behind a keyboard or a screen like this. So it's a lot easier to keep people at arm distance away. And although I love that online communities have amazing reach and that I could send a DM to Kanye West if I wanted to, obviously, I'm not really going to make a genuine connection with Kanye West. And so that's one of the downsides of having online communities. Definitely use them to your advantage to be able to reach people that you wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, but make sure that you're finding ways to take it to the next step, which is what we're going to cover on the second topic. So the second type of community I want to talk about are what I consider large group in-person communities. These are amazing for connection, that next step to this tier, but they're not so great for depth. I host a meetup community here in Austin, Texas of health and fitness entrepreneurs, and we regularly get anywhere from 50 to 100 people to attend a monthly event. They are amazing. They are a ton of fun. They are well curated in the aspect of making sure that you get to meet a lot of people, shake a lot of hands, hopefully exchange phone numbers or Instagram accounts. And I try to just make it an overall fun experience for everybody, especially for people who aren't comfortable with networking. I know as an introvert myself how challenging it can be to talk to people at a networking event. And so I've tried to make it as easy as possible to make these connections as opposed to feeling like the person standing in the corner watching everybody having these amazing conversations and talking and feeling like you're at an event for extroverts. That's not what I want to do. But where I'm going with all this is that although you meet a lot of people at these events and you feel like you make a ton of connection at these events, I also realize that one of the challenges I've always dealt with it is what's the follow-up, or what's a way to have a deeper connection. And that's really hard to do an event like this, if not impossible. I mean, to really make a deep connection with somebody, you need to spend a little bit of time with them. And when you're at an event with 50 to 100 other people and you want to for sure try to connect with these people, you can't just have one conversation the entire time. Although that is a strategy, I will say, of some networking events, is going there and hoping to meet one person, which can be a good strategy. Generally speaking, you don't really get the opportunity to go really deep with somebody. And so although large group community events are amazing for making a lot of connections, and I highly recommend them be a part of your own community as well, just keep in mind that you need the next step, which is what we're going to talk about in terms of like really gathering depth with this person and really turning somebody what I would consider from a connection to really a relationship or a partnership. And the third type of community I want to talk about is what I consider small group events. These are amazing for depth, but to circle all the way back, not so great for reach. So I've been hosting private dinners here in Austin for those same exact people that I was talking about before of health and fitness entrepreneurs, and they have been amazing for being able to go deep with people. It is a 2-hour curated dinner where we talk about a specific topic. I only allow a max of 10 people to these events, and I make sure that everybody gets a chance to share and talk. And there's also some in-between stuff where you can just kind of shoot the shit with people and just like really get to know somebody. But from these dinners, I can for sure tell you, these have created the most what I'd consider collaborations and partnerships than any of the previous stuff that I've talked about before. I've talked to multiple people that have come to these dinners and they say that they are now rather working or have worked with or connecting or have hired people from these previous dinners that I've been hosting because it allows you to really get to know somebody on a deeper level. However, obviously the downside of these is that they're only 10 people max. You can't have a lot of reach with these, which then would in turn mean you circle back to the advantages of online communities. So just as a recap of all three of these, just to understand that it's kind of a flywheel effect. Online communities are amazing for reaching a ton of people, but not so great for connections. Large group communities are amazing for making connections, but you can't really yet go deep with people. Small group communities are amazing for really going deep with people, but when you need to reach out to more people and get new faces and get new insights, that's when you circle back to the online communities. I hope these are helpful. I highly recommend that you find some way to build community in your own, for sure, personal life, but definitely in your business as well. I've seen it time and time again that the businesses that have thriving communities also have the thriving business because they can just tap into the community whenever they're thinking about a new product or service idea, is they can just talk to the people that they're already working with. If you have any questions, for sure, shoot me a DM. I love engaging with my audience and love you guys.
Peace.
Hey friend, thanks for listening to the show. And if you have any feedback for me about the show or any other guests that you'd want to see in the show, definitely shoot me a message. I love engaging with my audience and figuring out how I can provide the best value possible to the people listening to this show. Before you go, I only have one ask of you, and that would be to check out my 3 Tips Tuesday newsletter. It's 3 marketing tips every Tuesday specifically for the health and fitness entrepreneur to help them attract new leads. If you press the link in the description, it'll take you directly to the archive of all my previous newsletters, and you can decide for yourself if it's something for you. If you end up finding it helpful, you can just sign up for the newsletter and you'll get it in your inbox every Tuesday. Thanks again, and keep hustling, my friends.